About 75 people packed into a small room at First Baptist Church in North Adams for the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition monthly forum. The coalition's Al Beshevkin says the city is going through a transition that is not new to the community.
But in a similar place that we were 30 years ago when this coalition formed. 30 years ago, Sprague Electric left the city, and we were struggling to figure out what was going to happen with the jobs that were lost.
Northern Berkshire Healthcare was the city's largest employer with about 530 employees. The parent company of NARH filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy April 3rd. North Adams Mayor Richard Olcombright says the hospital closure was a punch in the gut, but the community response and support provides optimism for reestablishment of medical services.
Is that when manufacturing left here, it left. It left. With healthcare leaves here, we're going to rebuild this. It will come back. It may not look like what it did, but it will come back.
Berkshire Medical Center is taking steps to open a satellite emergency facility in the Northern Berkshires. The company has hired 143 former NBH employees in temporary and permanent positions and sustained some of the medical practices. Before a satellite facility can be opened, licensing is required. Democratic State Senator Ben Downing of Pittsfield says the Massachusetts Department of Public Health has granted its license, while the area's federal delegation works to expedite additional licensing through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Downing says he hopes the continued push for emergency services can create cooperation between the court-appointed bankruptcy trustee overseeing NBH's assets, which includes the NARH campus.
And until the bankruptcy issues are resolved, we can't begin to move forward as a community. So my hope is that's addressed by the trustee and the bondholders expeditiously. I think you have local partners here that are willing to make something work, but just how we do that is incredibly difficult if they continue to hold some of the positions they do now.
BMC has said it would take 7 to 10 days to open the facility once granted all the licenses. A court hearing continues Tuesday regarding the temporary restraining order granting BMC authority to open the facility by request of the State Attorney General's office. Dr. Alex Sabaw specializes in behavioral health at BMC. He says economic hardship can transition into emotional depression, creating a need to support those affected by the hospital closure.
Extraordinary trauma. It's going to raise all kinds of worries, fears, anger, sadness, anxiety.
Job and resource fairs have been held throughout Berkshire County, attracting many affected by the closing. Mountain One Financial has donated $25,000 to set up a scholarship fund at Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts for as many as 10 students whose families have been financially impacted. Other area organizations like Soldier On and Berkshire Community Action Council have taken steps to provide non-emergency transportation to BMC. Corrine Case did contract work for NBH for 7 years. She believes the closure provides an opportunity to open a practice addressing the growing opioid addiction.
And my dream is that we will have a stellar treatment center along with our emergency room and other medical services at that campus.
The Massachusetts Nurses Association, which represents about 100 former NBH employees, is gathering signatures for a petition requesting a full-service hospital in the Northern Berkshires. The union plans to take 2 buses to Boston Tuesday to hand-deliver the petition to Governor Deval Patrick. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.